What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm Kyle French. Today is May 11th, and we'll be talking about Beer Bongs and Bentleys by Post Malone and Until Death Call My Name by Youngboy NBA. That man living out his name, never broke again. We got a young hip hop artist turned author. We'll be talking about that later on, so find out who that is. And we have a huge song of the week. You guys can probably guess what it is if you pay much attention at all to hip-hop and music culture in general. And we have our new music announcements, as always, to close things out. You can follow me on Instagram for more content at hiphopenth, H-I-P-H-O-P-E-N-T-H. Go hit me up. But let's get into it. Post Malone, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, highly anticipated album from a lot of people. Stoney, his 2016 release, did pretty well and vaulted him into a semi-rock star status, and this kind of cements him in that upper echelon of commercial rappers. Post Malone is from Texas, 22 years old, barely even a rapper, I would say. I mean, you're not going to hear any bars from him, no actual, like, rapped verses. Everything is sung, or at least semi-sung. He blew up off his single White Iverson in 2016. Kind of went from a one-hit wonder to a consistent chart topper. I'll be the first one to admit, hand up, I thought I would never hear about this man again after White Iverson. I don't know, it just had that feel to it that he was just going to have this breakout song and then fade into nothing. I didn't think his style was going to hold up, and apparently it has. But Beer Bongs and Bentleys is your typical Post Malone style. Like I said, almost zero actual rapping, but it's predominantly done over hip-hop-based production. You get some rock elements, even some, like, maybe I would call them country elements worked into here. And on the album, Post is kind of in a position where he's finally broken through to the pinnacle of success, certified rock star, as he states on his track with 21 Savage. And now he's there and he's kind of looking back like, I wish I could return to the simpler times. You know, he spent the early part of his career dreaming about the riches and spoils of, you know, being at the top of the game. And now many tracks depict the exact opposite. You know, the grass is always greener on the other side, I guess. And a perfect example of this is the track Rich and Sad, as he sings about how all the money and riches in the world were not enough to keep the girl of his dreams around. And a lot of these songs debatably border on heartbreak songs. A lot of them just straight up are. And even when they're not, he does have plenty of, like, side comments and kind of like little anecdotes here and there, kind of expressing that money doesn't equal happiness thing throughout the album. But one thing that is very clear is it's just an album that's really easy to get into. It's really easy going. Post has these really warm, soft-edged vocals. Just makes it really inviting and friendly, very accessible. There's nothing that's, like, going to turn a lot of people away. There's not a lot of abrasive moments where you're like, whoa, I'm not comfortable with that. Like, maybe the track Over Now is the only one I would group into that category. But besides that, like, you can play this album anywhere, and people are just going to kind of be cool with it. Like, if nothing else, they'll see it as background music. It's never going to, like, piss anyone off or annoy anyone. It's just really easy going and has a fun feel and vibe to it. The weird thing about this is, like I mentioned, a lot of these songs are kind of downcast, kind of talking about, like, heartbreak more or less. So the fact that it has an upbeat, like, happy charm to it does make for a pretty weird dynamic. I kind of would describe it as, like, a crying clown feel going on. It's like the tone of the tracks doesn't really match what he's talking about in a strange way, but people are going to mess with it regardless. And the album is without a doubt built around extremely catchy hooks. There's tracks like Paranoid, Better Now, Candy Paint, Rockstar, on and on and on. And it makes for a super enjoyable project and some nice moments. But overall, it kind of leans on this strength a little bit too much. The verses add very little, even to, like, the more powerful tracks. Paranoid is one exception where I thought his lines in between the hooks actually added to the track, added substance. But for the most part, I did not find that to be the case. You're kind of belting out that chorus and then, like, waiting a little bit while Post kind of wanders through these, like, semi-sung verses, and then, okay, we're back. But after multiple listens, it's just kind of tiresome. It's like, okay, you know, I got the hooks down now. I can sing along with them, Post. Now, like, give me something to fill it out, and there's just not a whole lot there. It's like if you got to eat pizza, like, every day for dinner for a whole week. The first 2 days, you're like, this is awesome. I love this. This is my favorite food, and I can eat as much of it as I want. But by, like, the last few days, you're like, can I get something else? Like, can I get a beverage to go along with this? Can I get some fries? Can I get anything on the side besides just this pizza, right? Like, that's just how I felt listening to this. The first time I was like, all right, it's cool. And then second or third time, I was like, wow, I actually really fuck with this. And then the next few times, like, this is all of a sudden boring out of nowhere because there just isn't a lot to fill it out. And it doesn't help that stylistically it's very similar. A lot of the tracks are just, like I said, he's singing every part of these songs. It's very poppy. The song structures are almost identical. It's just hook, verse, hook, verse, hook. Just pack as many hooks in there as you can. And that's how a lot of the tracks went. There were a couple exceptions. One, which I loved, was Other Side, which has this like spacey, depressed feel to it. It's almost like a haunted, dark dance hall vibe. And I really enjoyed that one. It definitely stood out from the rest for me. The track Stay also showed Post completely divert. There was no hip-hop based production on here. It was almost like he was doing a singer-songwriter track. Everything was just like him and a guitar, which he succeeded pretty well with. It didn't do much for me, but I would have to say it's one of the better tracks just on the fact that it breaks up the monotony of the project and it's a success. I also got to point out the feature cast on here, which I was shocked to see so few and so many disappointing features on this album. The track Same Bitches has half the features. You get YG and G-Eazy. That was basically a wash. I didn't really care for either of those. Nicki Minaj and Swae Lee make appearances. They do decent. I mean, Swae Lee has a pretty sweet hook on Spoil My Night, but they're really not jumping out at me. I expected like a Post Malone album like this. He's finally made it to the top of the industry. I thought it would be just jam-packed with like cool features and just different people bringing different energy, and that just wasn't really the case. So I do have quite a few, you know, complaints about this album. Overall, it still does sound good, especially on your first couple listens. You're going to vastly enjoy this project, I would at least assume and guess, because like I said, it's easy to get into, a lot of singable moments, just a lot of fun vibes on here, a couple relatable tracks. It's a nice album, and I think for a lot of people, it's going to catch on. I definitely see it catching on in like high school and college, like group scenes. It's just a good album and a lot of tracks you can play in a group and everyone's going to be cool with it. It appeals to a large audience and just has a lot of catchy moments. So I think for like general public and general music fans, this might be a huge album. For like hip hop enthusiasts and purists, it's probably just going to be all right. But I do got to give him credit because it's not easy to make an album that like everyone loves. A lot of people for some reason think like going platinum and selling out is like easy to do. It's still not easy, and Post still definitely has talent. He can definitely sing. His voice does get like really shaky at times, which is clearly on purpose. I'm not a big fan of it, but if he's doing it clearly on purpose, which he is, then that's just his choice of how he wants to attack a song. But he, you know, he's versatile, he's fun, and some of these tracks I do really enjoy. So best tracks, Paranoid, Other Side, Rich and Sad, Candy Paint, and Rockstar. My least favorite tracks were Zach and Codeine, which has a brutal Sweet Life of Zach and Cody reference built into the hook and kind of like supporting the whole song, which it made me want to throw up, but I don't know about the rest of you. My other two least favorite songs were Blame It On Me and Same Bitches. I would recommend this album if you like Travis Scott, XXXTentacion, or TY Dolla Sign. And overall rating, I'm going to give this a strong 5. Maybe a 6. I'll go flat 6 out of 10. And I'll play two tracks as always. So I'm going to play Paranoid, which I thought was by far the best track on here. And I'll play Other Side, which I thought was Post's best track as far as a little bit of experimentation and dipping into other genres, which he does often like to do. So this is Paranoid and Other Side by Post Malone from his new album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys.
Never know when someone come and try to take my life. I be sleeping with the 45 like every night. In the whip, I pray to God I don't see flashing lights. God damn, they right behind me. And I wake up every day, I wake up every day with this anxiety. And they know where I stay, got my loan on my place. And they following me. 200 bands under the floor of the kitchen. A little more up in the walls and the ceiling. Even family and friends started switching. Ever since I got that check, seen I'm reaching. Eyes open. when I see you, I'm watching, yeah. When people wanna be, you don't trust no one.
Paranoid and Other Side from Post Malone's Beer Bongs and Bentleys. And real quick, something I forgot to mention earlier in the review, the title is all lowercase. Both Beer Bongs and Bentleys, the B's to start them, are both lowercase. And I don't think this was just a random decision. I think this was a thought out idea from Post to like make them lowercase opposed to uppercase, to like take the power away from those like material things. I think that's what he was going for there. And if that's the case, I definitely like that decision by him. It complements what the album is about and the things he discusses. So that's a little, you know, minute detail that I think goes a long way and, you know, doesn't make the album better. But, you know, I like that from Post. So good job with that one. But that's Beer Bongs and Bentleys. The next album we got to talk about is Until Death Call My Name by Youngboy NBA. And he is living it out. Until Death Call My Name is the exact title you need for this project. But some quick background, Youngboy NBA, only 18 years old. He is a child out here. He's from Baton Rouge, trap protege. He's been in and out of jail on like attempted murder charges, illegal weapons possession, gang-related behavior, you name it. At the age of 18, he's probably gone to jail for it. He's got four kids with three separate women. again, at only the age of 18. There's a video that was released of him basically like WWE SmackDown wrestling his girlfriend and throwing her to the ground in a hotel lobby. So this is a shady dude, definitely a suspicious character, but it gives him a lot to rap about. And even though I don't approve of his character, we're talking about music, and I gotta say, I approve of this man's music. And since this is the Hip Hop Enthusiast podcast, not the Social Justice Enthusiast podcast, we're gonna focus on the music and kind of put the rest of that off to the side. But if that's something you're big on and you don't want to listen to Youngboy NBA for those reasons, that's cool. I support you. I know a couple people who kind of boycotted this album because of the behind-the-scenes stuff that he's gotten himself into. But let's talk about just the music here. And Until Death Call My Name comes out the gates so hot. Just banger after banger. Relentless lines of aggressive, passionate bars. I even noticed something that he does, especially on the early tracks, is it's like every line is separate. Like the end of his bar doesn't even finish before the next one like almost begins. There's like no space at all for rest. There's no pause, no sleeping on this album. You just are getting hit second after second, no breaks. And even on the opener, he just has some so hard like lines on here. On Overdose, he claims he empties the gunpowder out of his bullets, fills them up with cocaine, and then watches his victims overdose. That is like an absurd, crazy, psycho killer bar right there. But that just kind of embodies what this album is about. His flow is just so up-tempo, never rests for even a second. And the tracks were often like really short, but so much is packed in, it's not an issue. Like, a track would go by, and I think it was like 4 minutes because so many things happened, and it was like a two-minute song. And I was like, I'm not even mad. Like, if it's not a problem, it's not a problem. And the topics on here, as you can guess, mostly deal with his criminal activity, evasions of the law, trying to make it in the rap game, detailing his criminal life. A lot of stuff he says on here, if not said on a beat, would have him behind bars for many, many years. And yes, this is trap music, but NBA doesn't really play into that ignorant, like, drugged-up persona of many of his contemporaries. He's not out here like, I sip on that wop, yeah, I fuck on your bit. Like, he's not doing that. If you don't like that stuff and associate it with trap, put that off to the side, because that's not what you're getting with Youngboy NBA on Until Death Call My Name. Instead, I would almost more describe him as, like, a watered-down version of Meek Mill that is just hardcore trap and nothing else. Like, I would never describe it as necessarily lyrical in nature, but he's rapping on here. He is not mumbling. He's not stumbling around. He is rapping, and it's like he's on the run from the law the entire album. Like, if he was literally in, like, a high-speed car chase this whole album, and it was packed into, like, 30 minutes of his life, I could see it. Like, it was that type of just, like, chaos and energy all over the place, intense. But NBA is even capable of crafting great, like, melodic hooks that kind of reminded me of Lil Durk or even Young Thug. And on the latter half of this album, he definitely gets into that, like, more and more heavy. He tries to rely more on his melodic approach and his singing and kind of seeing what he can do in that lane. I did not hate it. It was definitely still fine material, kept me interested. Not really a boring moment on the whole album, but I did play a little bit away from his strengths. I thought just the bangers he was crafting early on and just the high-speed chaos of it was definitely the highlight here. I also thought it was interesting that on a trap album like this, the only features were Birdman and Future, and neither of them, like, performed that great, and honestly, I couldn't care less. Like, I didn't want other artists all over this album. I wasn't looking for changes in tone and delivery. Youngboy NBA had me locked in, like, from start to finish just with what he was doing. So it was impressive that he didn't really need outside help to bolster up the album, bring energy to it, get some, like, posse cuts on there. That would be huge singles. Like, just him alone on a track was good enough for me and kept me interested the whole time. Maybe my least favorite aspect of this album was the production. I found it to be pretty typical trap production, a lot of claps and heavy booms with, like, a basic melody playing throughout. There wasn't too many highlights. I thought Traumatized was a pretty nice beat that I was feeling. But outside of that, like, when I think about the tracks, I don't associate them with the production or the beats on them. And, like, yeah, like, that slapped. Like, whoever made that beat, I gotta know, he killed that. it wasn't really like that. It was like Youngboy NBA was the center of focus the whole time, and he was the guy I was paying attention to, which is a little bit different for a trap album. That's usually not the case. Usually production does hold it up, but that's just not quite the case here. Of course, this is a fairly one-dimensional album. You're not getting heavy concepts, focused themes, not much in the way of like cohesion track to track. They're all just individual singles thrown together on one album for the most part. So as a collective of like music, it's not, you know, the greatest like album. Obviously, like I said, not much like cohesion, but it just, the adrenaline is incredible. It's so hard not to geek out to. I threw this on at like, it was like close to midnight. I was listening to this album after like a full day of work. I was tired. And in like 20 minutes, Youngboy NBA had me ready to run through like a brick wall. Like I was running around. I was hyped up just listening to music, which is crazy. But I do think this is one of the better trap albums of the year. It's not like one of the greatest albums I've heard in 2018. Certainly not like quality wise, but for what it is and what it's trying to do, it is very successful. I'd put it right up there with albums like Punkin' by Maxo Cream for Trap Album of the Year. It definitely has some contenders for Banger of the Year, talking about tracks like Diamond T, Samurai, or Overdose. So there definitely are some positives to take away from this album and Youngboy NBA in general. So best tracks, I would have to go with Preach, Traumatized, Diamond Teeth, Samurai, and Astronaut Kid. Worst tracks, my least favorite, were Public Figure and Worth It. I would recommend this album to you if you like Kodak Black, Meek Mill, or Lil Durk. And overall rating, I'm going to give this a strong 10, almost even a 7 on this album here from Youngboy NBA. And I will play Diamond Teeth Samurai because I think that song possibly goes the hardest of any track in 2018. And he even interpolates Lil Wayne's The Block Is Hot. And if you pay homage to one of my favorite hip-hop artists period of all time, I'm going to probably mess with your music. So shout out to Youngboy NBA for doing that. I'll also play the track Astronaut Kid. So from Until Death Call My Name, this is Diamond Teeth Samurai and Astronaut Kid.
Rich, I'm spending every penny. Tupac Shakur, riding through the north up in the Bentley. Curtis Jackson, ain't no acting when I'm on a mission. Trying to assassinate my character, ain't say I did. Nigga, you got that yayo. Nigga, you let them K's go. Oh, you ducking them low.
You better ask from them, nigga.
Oh, you playing with that roll.
But look, your freak something, nigga.
The black is hot, the black is hot. The black is hot, the black is hot. The black is hot, the black is hot. The block is hot.
Whole lot of killing, help the skelter like I'm Charles Manson. These niggas hating, I keep that hammer, all these diamonds dancing. Me and McNeil watching movies in Rick Ross Mansion. You disrespect, I up the tech and let you niggas have it. 23 shots, LeBron James, I shoot the Cavalier. These niggas speaking on my name, I'ma get it clear. When they shot, they aim for my brain, but I'm still here. I'm a bad boy, never met Diddy, but that's what it is. Used to be broke, but now I'm rich, I'm spending every penny. Tupac Shakur, riding through the north up in the Bentley. Ain't no acting when I'm on a mission. Trying to assassinate my character, ain't say I did.
Nigga, you got that yayo.
Nigga,
you let them K's go. Oh, you ducking them low.
You better ask from them, nigga.
Oh, you playing with that roll.
But look, your freak something, nigga.
The black is hot, the black is hot. The black is hot, the black is hot. The black is hot, the black is hot. The black is hot, the black is hot.
I'm in the highway, push with feet, riding through Highland Grove. Discussing about what it's gonna take to get them birds gone. Say, look like dad, I ain't your boy, that make me bust your dome. Bah. Got 100 shots up in the caddy while I'm headed home. Miley hit a quad like Slim, we don't shoot a butter room. We gon'
I shot to the top just like I'm a Rocky. I ain't have a dollar inside of my pocket. Put that on my gang, I swear I ain't stopping.
Take nothing from me.
Tell me your secret is
tick. Let her come suck on his dick. I don't give a fuck what they say. I'm already rich. All my diamonds glitz. 10,000 on my bitch. Let's go. I shot to the top just like I'm a rocket. I ain't have a dollar inside of my pocket. Put that on my gang, I swear I ain't stopping. Strapped up and I'm bissed up. I'm an astronaut kid. They say pain like meteorite. I got the world in my eyes. The chosen one, I got the prize. I got my niggas on my side. Diamonds for my bro. These people will never know. Everything that we've been through. Money did nothing but grow. Got a styrofoam full of dough. I'm in the UFO. Got a penthouse full of hoes. And they don't wanna go. Walk in the club and I'm struck with that pole. Laughing, I live it up with baby Joe. I'm not from Earth, from out of the globe. Me and my niggas take over your turf. Walking on stage with NBA merch. Going off the drink and I need me a nurse. Blast off, I'm an astronaut. Came from that, I'm along on Earth. I shot to the top just like I'm a rocket. I ain't have a dollar inside of my pocket. Put that on my gang.
You just heard Diamond Teeth, Samurai, and Astronaut Kid from Young Boy NBA. It's a slapper. I don't know what else to tell you. That's all I got to say. I've said it 100 times, so I'm just going to leave it at that. So those are our two album reviews for the day. I also mentioned we have a new author in the hip-hop community here. Not a guy you think of. Maybe you're thinking, I could see Common writing a book. I could see Kanye West writing a book. Jay-Z, maybe. I mean, there's some guys out there that if they said, hey, I'm writing a book, I'd be like, all right, I can see that coming. Later on in your career, you got a lot to talk about. Go ahead. The man I did not see coming is a guy I've actually recently become a fan of, and that is Florida trap star Kodak Black. That's right, Kodak Black. Rewind it back. Yes, that man is now penning a book. Many people take shots at him because they don't think he can write lyrics. Now he's trying to write a full book. There aren't too many details. Maybe it's not a biography. Maybe it's not. Obviously, he has an album called Painting Pictures. Maybe it's a coloring book. Maybe it's a children's book. You know, maybe it'll be like when Migos went on Power 106 and did their Llama Llama Red Pajama performance, which is heat, by the way. Absolute heat. Check it out if you haven't. But the bottom line is, like, Kodak Black writing a book? You got to be kidding me. Like, what's this man going to talk about? Like, I know he's cooped up in jail right now. Free Kodak. But he should do his time. This isn't a Meek Mill situation. He probably deserves to be in the pen for a year or so. He'll be out in fall, maybe closer to winter time. 2019, Kodak Black will be making a comeback, no doubt. So he's got a lot of time on his hands, and obviously he's going to be writing rhymes. Now he's deciding to write a book. He also, like, he says he formally changed his name to Bill Capri, which I don't know what his influence or inspiration for that was, but he said New Year, new me, new name, new money. So Kodak Black, a.k.a. Bill Capri, is back on the scene. I haven't really read too many books in my day here. A lot of big audiobook guy, if you feel me. But Kodak Black, that man could get my money. And that would just be a hilarious purchase. Like, if anyone opens that package and it's not you, like, you order that shit to your house and someone else grabs it and they're like, you ordered a book by, what's this man? Mr. Kodak Black? Is he your new favorite author? I'd be like, hell yeah, Kodak for life, let's get it. So I've decided that if Kodak Black's book actually is released, I will buy it, and I will read it live for you guys on the show. We'll start a little story time segment, and every episode we'll read like a chapter of Kodak Black's autobiography. Should be riveting, can't wait for it to go down. We have a huge Song of the Week track this episode, but I had to just touch on this Kodak Black shenanigans first. I just can't wait. I think this is hilarious. Kodak Black just stays doing random stuff. Somehow he's in like 100 memes, just pictures of him going viral before he was even famous for rapping. Like, this man just finds himself in hilarious situations, and I find him as just an incredibly entertaining dude to follow and watch. His music isn't the greatest, but it has been growing on me. So yeah, Kodak Black. New book coming soon. If you want to hear it, I will be reading it live on the show once it drops. So subscribe, stay tuned, keep downloading them episodes, and you'll get that content you need. Kodak Black, the author. But like I said, our song of the week is maybe the most important part of the show today. I'm sure many of you have seen it. Childish Gambino, This Is America. It's gone completely viral. It has like 80 million views on YouTube. And that's not even counting like streams of people listening to the song on streaming services. 80 million on YouTube alone. Just on the visual, the music video. And that's in like less than a week. I can't remember the exact day that this dropped. I want to say it was last weekend sometime. And it deserves like every view it's gotten. I've admittedly not been a big fan of Childish Gambino. I don't really enjoy his albums a whole lot. Don't listen to him very much at all. I don't know, for whatever reason, I just am not down with him. But this song is different. This honestly reminds me of Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly, with just the artistic elements of political and social commentary. It's pretty mind-blowing. The song doesn't do the video like any justice. I'm going to play it in a little bit, but you have to go watch the music video to get the full effect of it. I would say the music video is like 70-75% of the actual value here, because just the images and the visual adds so much to the somewhat basic words and lyrics that Childish Gambino puts on this track. But my favorite thing about it is the structure. It starts off just so groovy, so soulful, happy, like this gospel choir feel. And then in the video, out of nowhere, Childish Gambino like shoots a dude in the back of the head, and everything changes. And you get the like, This Is America chorus that gets real dark, these heavy, like consistent drums. And then slowly it works back out of that, back to that choir-like feel, and you're back to feeling good and dancing, and that, again, that gospel feel comes back. And then all of a sudden, the choir that's literally singing, Childish Gambino in the video, is handed a machine gun and takes them out, obviously impersonating like a mass shooting, which unfortunately has become a common occurrence in America. And he's trying to like speak on that, and it snaps back to that really dark This Is America chorus. And it was just this crazy up and down where, like, just when you think everything's fine, it snaps back. And it was like the perfect embodiment of what he's trying to say America is to him, and how he's perceiving these crazy things going on in the world. It's like just when everything seems fine, it all comes crashing down and snaps back to the scene. And I just thought it was an incredible artistic display of what Childish Gambino has been thinking or feeling, or just his views on the world in the past couple years or so. And the craziest thing about it is, if you just listen to the audio of the track, it seems pretty simple. Like, this is not complex lyrically at all. Like, at all. It's kind of like these little pretty like trap flows, more or less. It's almost kind of like how J. Cole switched his style up on KOD to impersonate these young kids. That's almost what Childish Gambino did here. But again, he's working like a really deep message into it, which is why you really need the music video to do the song justice. Because you might hear it in passing and think nothing of it, and you watch the video and you're like stunned. You watch that like 5 times back in a row to really understand everything that's going on. So as someone who has not been a Childish Gambino fan for a variety of reasons, I was pretty blown away by this. And I wouldn't even recommend this to music fans. I would say you have to watch this, or you're missing out on something like huge. I don't know if this means there's an album coming, or even if it means that album is going to be all that great. Who knows? This could just be kind of out of the blue statement that Gambino wants to make. If the whole album does follow this theme and has the same levels of creativity and artistic elements into it, it could honestly be like a generation defining album if it's that powerful and that strong. So like I said, this is phenomenal. I was blown away by it. So this is your song of the week. This Is America by Childish Gambino. And please go watch the video if you haven't seen it.
We just want to party, party just for you. We just want the money, money just for you. I don't want to party just for free. Girl, you got the dance.
sipping on. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm on Giddy. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on with a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka. Blah.
Ooh.
America.
Tell,
I just checked my following. Listen.
You gon' tell somebody.
You motherfuckers owe me.
Grandma told me. Get your money. Black man. Get your money. Black man. Get your money. Black man.
Black man.
Get your money. Black man.
Black man.
That was This Is America by Childish Gambino. And if you're sitting there thinking, that was pretty simple, that was basic, then you're playing right into the trap that he set you up for, because the whole point is on the surface. You know, surface level, there's not a whole lot going on. Just like his take on, like, America and society that we live in today, everybody just immediately thinks, oh, the U.S., greatest country in the world, freedom, everything's great, what could possibly be wrong? But you look deeper, and there's some shit going on, just like how in this track by Childish Gambino, you're looking at the music video, and there's so many things going on in the background and peripherals, little details, that once you start picking up on them, it's almost like, how could I not have seen it before? And it's just a perfect parallel for what he's trying to get across and describe, you know, in the way he sees the world. So incredible song. And just with one track, Childish Gambino's basically turned me into a fan. And I can't really wait to see where he goes from here. Hopefully more is coming soon. I don't want to get greedy. I mean, obviously it takes a long time to create a product like that and put that out. But damn. I'm kind of excited for what he's got coming next now. And speaking of what's coming next, we have our new music announcements to close out the show. A quick rundown of albums that have dropped this week and albums coming next week. So last Friday on May 4th, we got SREM 3 by Race Remmerd, including their duo album SREM, Swaycation by Sway Lee, and Gymtroduction by Slim Jimmy. 3-disc album right there. We got Royce da 5'9"'s newest album, Book of Ryan. We got Simi by Blockboy JB. That's his debut. And we got an OG Styles P album titled G-Host. On the next episode of the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, we'll be talking about Book of Ryan and SREM 3. And then just today, I'm recording this May 11th. You guys probably get this tomorrow, so this just happened. But this Friday, we got Activated by T-Grizzly, Beware the Book of Eli by Ski Mask the Slump God, Trust the Process 2, Undefeated by Ace Hood, Self-Promotion EP by Wale, and out of nowhere, we got Die Lit by Playboi Carti, which has been getting a lot of talk, so much hype around this album. I haven't listened yet, so we'll see if it's worth it. Maybe we'll talk about it in a couple weeks. Who knows? But that's what we got May 11th. If we look forward a week, I think we got like a Nick Grant album coming next week, and Kyle, a Kyle album coming next week. Not me, but the rapper Kyle, Light of Mine, that I believe is his debut. He was an XXL freshman last year. He had his huge song with Lil Yachty, of course, I Spy. I'm sure you've heard it, but we haven't heard from him in a while, so we'll see what we get there. But that's your new music announcements as we get into May. We're almost already like halfway through the year, which is crazy. But they say time flies when you listen to dope music, so we'll keep that wave going. And that's all we got for the show today. So thank you for listening and downloading the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm your host, Kyle French, and I'll see you guys next week. And for real, watch the Childish Gambino video. Trust me, just watch it. All right, that's all we got. I'll see you guys next week. Peace.